So I don't know what you expected when you came to church this morning, but I am guessing that for many, if not most of you, it was not this. You may have had many expectations when you got up this morning, but I'm guessing for many or most of us, it was not to come into church and see the Christmas trees and the bows and the lights in the windows and the nativity and that familiar but way out of place Christmas liturgy of candle lighting. Did anybody expect that this morning? Okay, I didn't think so. I don't know what you came, what you expected coming here this morning, but I'm guessing that for most of you, singing "O Come, All Ye Faithful" and "Joy to the World" and spoiler alert, a little later, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" and "Go Tell It on the Mountain," that was not a part of what you expected. Christmas is full of surprises. And Christmas, even, it has a habit, doesn't it? It has a habit of surprising us when it shows up. Even the normal set your calendar by it December 25th Christmas, right? How often have you found yourself on December 20th suddenly realizing that Christmas has snuck up on you yet again, even though it's right there on your calendar and it has surprised you with its sudden appearance? Has that ever happened to anybody in those weeks leading up to Christmas? It does to me every single year. Christmas is nothing if not surprising. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Surprise! In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel of the Lord came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." Surprise, Mary! Guess what? But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Surprise again, Mary. You're not just pregnant, but guess who your child is going to be? Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Surprise, Joseph! Now you've got quite a decision to make. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Surprise again, the King and Savior with a feeding trough for a crib and a drafty stable for a home. Surprise! In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Surprise, shepherds! But then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, surprise again, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw the child, when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. They were surprised at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Surprise indeed. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. Kings and kingdoms and all the powers of this world. Surprise! Family, this is the amazing, surprising word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So those accounts of that first Christmas, the coming of Jesus Christ into the world, make clear that Christmas is nothing if not surprising. We had a lot of, I think, surprised kids here this past week with Vacation Bible School. We had Christmas in July, and we played games with snowballs, believe it or not. We had snowballs. We made snow. We told the Christmas story. We sang Christmas songs. What a surprising thing to do in the middle of July. Because Christmas, it is nothing short of the transcendent, outside of time, beyond all comprehension, God who created everything and who holds the rise and fall of kingdoms and the very breath of existence in his hands, showing up in the midst of our history, helpless and vulnerable as a baby, to unwed parents. And his entrance into this world is greeted first by the livestock of a common stable, followed by lowly shepherds just coming in from the fields without bothering to shower first. It is God's entrance into this world proclaimed by the heavenly host to the lowly and lowly. And it leaves kings and kingdoms to shake with fear and try to plot a way out. Every time we proclaim it or even think about it, the coming of Christ, the surprise of it all, the surprise of what God has done, it should shock us anew, no matter what the calendar says. For this is the world that we live in. This is the world that we wake up to each and every morning. This is the grace that we wake up to each and every day. A world where Christ has come. God has entered in. We live in a world in which the God who created time becomes subject to it. A world in which the Lord of the universe shows up in homeless poverty, and that the God who is life itself becomes vulnerable to death. And the most surprising thing of all is that all of this is how he has come to save his people from their sins. This vulnerable baby born amidst the muck of a first century stable to unmarried parents far from home, while all the while governments fearfully scheme to rid themselves of him. This is the very good news of great joy for all people that we have been waiting and longing for. This is the good news that should surprise us each and every day. God, family, our God is a God of surprises. And so this morning, I simply ask you, are there places that you no longer expect God to show up? Are there hurts so deep you no longer expect God to heal? Are there sins too painful, so painful, that you no longer expect God to forgive? Is there apathy so comfortable that you no longer expect God to bring joy? Are there fears so great that you no longer expect good news? Christmas. The message of Christmas, the reminder of Christmas, the fact of Christmas, it ought to surprise us anew each and every day with the profoundly unexpected good news that God loves to show up and do the unexpected, to show up and surprise us, as an old friend of mine remarked, because this, she said, this is the kind of sneaky way in which the one, because if this is the kind of sneaky way in which the one who spins the stars delights to make an appearance, well, then it seems that all of us, from the smallest barn gnat to the most noble of astronomers, we are invited, celebrated, and heartily welcomed to the gifts of being loved and of loving. And maybe, just maybe, there are yet gifts of wholeness, healing, forgiveness, love, and light where they are most needed, least deserved, and wholly, wholly unexpected. A Christmas gift that I have for you on this day of surprises is that this is going to be a much shorter sermon than normal. Merry Christmas. Because I just want to invite you here in the middle of summer to enjoy and to celebrate and to reflect on this God of surprises. And that God is a God of surprises. That Jesus, the light of the world, has come into the world in such a surprising and unexpected way. And to maybe just spend some time today, later on today, and this week, to be like Mary and just treasure and ponder all of this in your heart, what God has done for us. Just to stand or to sit in surprising awe of our surprising God. Joseph hears this news and he puts his reputation on the line. Mary breaks into song. The wise men offer their treasures and defy shady governments. The shepherds take in a heavenly concert and then themselves join in glorifying and praising God as they go out and on their way. And so maybe just consider, where has God shown up in your life and surprised you? Grace is always surprising. So may we awake each day like a child on Christmas morning, excited and wondering what surprises God has in store for us, what surprises of love and grace and mercy and comfort and peace and God's very presence that he has for you. Because the good news, family, the good news of great joy is that Christ has come, the The Word has been made flesh. God has entered into human history and into our lives, bringing with him faith, hope, joy, peace, and his grace for you. May we awake each and every day surprised at the goodness that God has showered on us in Jesus Christ. May we awake like a child in expectant wondering of what surprises God has in store for you and for us. And so, Merry Christmas, family. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed. Amen.